www.thebeatmetalshow.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Matt in Huntsville, Alabama, says, I'm a 36-year young dad of two. I work two jobs, keep a roof over my head. I'm exhausted. Can you help? Two jobs, brother, and a young dad of two? Welcome to it. That's what I got to say. Well, it's called adrenal exhaustion, and it probably more fatigue than it is exhaustion. If you're tired all the time, you probably haven't really experienced true exhaustion, because it just that comes in a later stage. But really, really, really tired, I can understand that. Your adrenal glands are these little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and when they get really tired, meaning when you have a lot of stress, whether it's emotional or physical or both, which that's what all of this is, running around chasing the kids, even after you've been working and working two jobs and the emotional burden of can I support the family and all that sort of thing. When you have all that going on, it puts your adrenal glands at risk for being what we call fatigued. So a couple things to think about. If you're working a lot, be careful of a couple things. One is too much caffeine, specifically coffee. Coffee, now, the caffeine in green tea and some other natural occurring caffeine is fine. You can be okay with that, but you have to be careful with the caffeine that's in coffee, because it has the ability to raise cortisol. Cortisol is already what you're struggling with, because that's the hormone that's produced in the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands being the body stress glands, you got to be really careful, because if you drink too much coffee, it can overstimulate, try to overcompensate the ability of the adrenals to even produce cortisol, can make you really, really tired. And then if they can't produce enough cortisol to even get things moving in the morning, which is what a normal process is, then you got an issue. So you want to be careful with that. Number two, processed foods, stay away from them. Breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, a lot of the grains, you know, any of your foods from fast foods, you want to be careful with those. Frozen dinners, you know, that kind of thing. Processed foods. Sugars are a big one too. So fruit juice, any kind of sugar, be careful of that. It will really steal your energy. The other thing you want to be careful about too, red wine and alcohol can really burn out the adrenals. Got to be careful with that. So if you use anything like that to unwind, you might want to switch over to something like chamomile tea in the evening. It can also chill out the nervous system and cause you to wind down and get a restful sleep. Although, Matt, you may not have a hard time sleeping, except for maybe the kids that might get up during the middle of the night. You probably, when your head hits the pillow, you're out. I know I am. So those are a couple things to think about. Now, what can build the adrenal glands up? Well, the anti-inflammatory foods that I have in my book, that's a big one. So it's called the anti-inflammatory diet. But most foods like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, a lot of the protein-rich foods, and the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of foods are phenomenal at keeping those good, good acetylcholine levels in the brain and also stabilizing your adrenal glands and keeping those healthy. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. We're going to Florence. Hi, Florence.
I take emulsified cod liver oil.
Okay, great.
And I take it for my arthritis, and it does control it. I mean, I had it so bad I couldn't walk across the floor without a chair. But I'm completely free from it as long as I keep taking the emulsified cod liver oil.
How many tablespoons are you taking of that a day?
A tablespoon. Tablespoonful.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh.
Now,
very good.
The thing of it is, the book said that the reason it needs to be emulsified is because if it isn't, your liver grabs it, grabs the nutrients so that your body doesn't get them, you know. So what I'm wondering about is, since I'm diabetic, I need the kind of vitamin A that's in cod liver oil. And should I take the regular cod liver oil besides the emulsified?
Well, it depends on the brand and whoever makes the cod liver oil, okay? The emulsified is fine, but the regular cod liver oil is fine as long as it's processed a certain way that it doesn't have mercury in it. It's going to fare just as well. The vitamin A and the absorption, depending, again, on the quality of that cod liver oil, is what matters. So, and you might want to even explore in the winter months using even more, and maybe talk to some folks at your health food store, do some research on that, because you can handle as an adult more even in the winter months. Obviously, in the summer months, you don't need as much. A tablespoon is fine, but in the winter months, especially if you have a condition going on like arthritis or some other kind of health challenge, the cod liver oil is just phenomenal. I mean, it really is. So I wouldn't worry too much about the emulsified unless, I mean, a $9 bottle of cod liver oil is a $9 bottle. And people don't want to spend too much money. But if you get, I've seen cod liver oil, some of the best I've seen, which is fermented, can get up around $40 just for a small bottle. But you don't really need that. A good version of cod liver oil that's around $20 is going to be high quality. You know it's going to be mercury free, and it's going to serve you very well as far as your absorption rate of your liver and every other, you know, part of your digestive tract that's involved in the process of handling it and utilizing it. So I wouldn't be overly concerned. But the real cheap stuff, I would stay away from that. That you do get what you pay for, especially with supplements, specifically with the fish oils in general. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? We're going to go to Ellie.
Hello.
Hello, Ellie. You with us? Hi,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been coughing up phlegm for the past 6 to 8 months. Went and saw my primary caregiver at the local walk-in medical office. She already got the chest X-ray that I took that same day. The next day, she phoned me to say that the results of the X-ray was what it showed, that she and I had discussed emphysema. And I was shocked because we had discussed no such thing specifically, and I told her. And she said, we didn't talk about that? And I said, no. And she said, well, the X-ray showed
that conversation
with
stages of emphysema. Did you ask her if she had that conversation with herself?
Yeah. And she continued on then. She wanted to send me for a PFT, the pulmonary function test, at the hospital, and scheduled me for the following week. Well, all of a sudden, I was depressed and overwhelmed with this, thinking I had emphysema. How could it be that, well, I was a two-pack-a-day Marlboro smoker for 20 years, but I haven't smoked for the last 28 years.
Right.
Well, I was just in shock, and it was hard for me to function and go about my everyday life. And I waited and waited for the following next 2 weeks before I got the results back from my PFT, which she confirmed that I had mild COPD. And I said, but you told me the X-ray showed emphysema. She says, no, you don't have emphysema. You have mild COPD. So I said, well, thanks a lot for scaring me and putting me into a depression, you know?
So what is your question regarding that?
What I'm wondering, I mean, I'm still wondering. Yeah.
Actually, we got to go into a break. We'll talk about COPD when we come back out. Hang tight. We'll get to that question.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
972. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking to Ellie going in the break. And went to the doctor and had some chronic issues with her lungs, you know, coughing up phlegm and whatnot. They did some tests, thought it was emphysema, and now they say it's mild COPD. So you got scared a little bit, had some testing done. So where are you now, Ellie, and what's going on?
Well, the doctor prescribed me Mucinex DM and told me to continue taking that as long as I'm coughing up the phlegm. So what I'm wondering is, is this COPD going to go into emphysema at some point, or is there something more I can be doing to take care of my health?
There's a couple things. Technically it's hard to just say, oh, yes, this is definitely where it's going to go. And that's probably why your doctor didn't tell you that. Did you ask her that question, and what did she tell you? Or did you not?
Well, no, because I felt like she misdiagnosed me and told me over the phone that I had what we had discussed, emphysema, and we hadn't even discussed it.
Yeah, I understand.
And then when I went in then to talk to her, she said, you don't have emphysema, you have COPD.
Right. So you just kind of left it at that, didn't really want to get into too much more, right?
I was just in shock.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to handle it.
I get it. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. With emphysema and even COPD, they're kind of in the same family, okay, in a certain way. So being in a lung condition like that, COPD can do a couple things. They call it a progressive disease. I like to call it health challenge, but they call it a progressive disease. The reason is that it slowly gets worse over time, supposedly. But not everybody has that happen at a certain pace. And so are there things you can do from the preventative side? Yes. Could it have come from smoking for 20 years? Yeah, it could have. Because it's a scarring on the inside of the lung tissue. And it becomes where, you know, technically once that scarring happens, there's no reversing that. But, you know, the good news is it's mild. So has the phlegm stopped, or is it still coming up?
No, as long as I'm taking the Mucinex, it started turning watery, and it was easier to cough up. So I laid back and almost quit the Mucinex, and then it started getting hard again.
What color?
Kind of a grayish. It wasn't clear. It's grayish green-like, but I don't run a temperature, so it's not an infection, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not an infection. No. It's related to that. Mm-hmm. But now, remember, there's an inflammation process that goes along with that. So cutting down inflammation in the body is a big key. Have you changed your diet? Are you overweight? Why don't you give me a little quick background on you?
Well, when I quit smoking 28 years ago, I went to eating. And I'm 50 pounds heavier than I ever was in my life.
Okay, are you heavy now?
So I'm overweight, yes.
What are you height? What is your height and weight?
I'm 5'5 and 190.
Okay, so you need to be down around 140, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is your game plan to get there?
I have no idea. I fell off the step and broke my ankle in January and had to have surgery. I was laid up like 8 weeks, and I'm wondering if laying around even caused this more of a problem.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
All right, so my question to you is this. You've been diagnosed with mild COPD. You're overweight. What is your game plan? You have no idea. You need a game plan, right?
My game plan was to get back to walking in the spring, and then when I broke my ankle,
you broke it in January. It's July now.
And now I'm hobbling around because my ankle, I'm stiff.
Okay, you're stiff because you haven't been moving around enough.
Yeah.
And you're overweight.
Yeah, and then being overweight, I just can't get motivated.
Okay, well, your motivation is that you have been diagnosed with COPD. Is that a motivation?
It's got to be.
Okay, it needs to be, right?
Yeah.
So when I ask you a question, the question I'm asking you is, do you want to get well? Your answer is?
I have to get well. I've got a son that depends on me.
Okay, so then when I ask you questions, the answer should not be reasons why you can't.
Yeah.
You should be answering me. Your brain should immediately go to a reason how and why you can do something.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, are you exercising? Well, I can't. I've broke my ankle. It hurts. I wobbles. The answer should be, well, it hurts when I wobbles. That might be a thought in your mind, but the first thought needs to be, well, how can I? Well, I can get on a bike and I can ride a bike because it doesn't hurt as much. Or I can go do physical therapy for a month and do new exercises that they teach me. It can break up the scar tissue in my ankle so I have a better range of motion. See, that's where the brain needs to go. Nothing is going to change until your thinking changes. When your thinking changes, your body will change. It will follow the way you think. So that's your starting point right there. Now, changing your diet, that's not hard. Starting exercising might be a little difficult, but really at the end of the day, it's not that hard. It's about creating new habits, and you can do that. I mean, you already quit smoking, so that's a huge feat within itself. That's one of the hardest things to do. So now you've got the discipline, and now it's just understanding what to do. So here's my game plan for you, okay? I would get started. You got to have a diet plan that you can follow. It's easy to follow, okay? Now, the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, of course, that's the one I think is the best. So that's going to cut down inflammation in the body, which is going to be helpful with any kind of inflammatory condition. I don't care what it is. So from arthritis to any kind of itis to COPD to anything, it's going to be helpful for the foundation of the body, regardless. They're going to cure it, going to fix it. I'm not saying that. It's going to help create a good foundation, okay? Now, that's the first piece. Next is get a personal trainer 3 days a week for a month. No questions asked. If it's too expensive, find a way to do it. Because let me tell you something. If there was a pill that cost $400 a month that would fix your COPD, you would find a way to pay for it. Okay? I mean, it just is what it is. Personal trainer is that important to you because you've got to lose about 50 pounds minimum. And so you really need help with that. So do that, and then you can exercise on your own the other way. So also, the diet and exercise is important, but your mindset is the key too. Supplements, only ones you really need to think about are the foundational four, and those are in my book. Don't think about doing too much. Get the basics down. If you need more help, you can always call me here on the show. But your mind has got to go to it first. Don't think about all the things while you can. You're breathing and you can walk, so you can make all this happen, and that's going to be your greatest weapon to beat this. Well, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out online at getwellradio.com. Easy to find. Help kids have a healthy, active summer. Here's a little health tip from the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I can suggest how kids can enjoy a healthy summer vacation. Number one, encourage kids to visit with friends in person instead of chatting with them on the phone. Number two, you can shut down the computer and video games finally and have the kids go outside for a game of tennis, hike, or rollerblading. That's a good idea. We've all become so stuck to the phones and the video games and all that. It's time to get out and play like we used to. But enroll the kids in a community sports league or sign them up for a run or walk in a 5K. Kind of a cool thing to do. Get out and walk a little bit. And maybe even for a charity type event would be kind of cool. So number four, volunteer the kids for a summer camp, a cleanup effort, community garden, or project to build homes. So the fifth one, have kids babysit and take their charges for bike rides or to the park. So, I mean, there's some things. Just get active. I mean, get the kids, get the family out, and become more active and get out and just make something happen. Just get out from being indoors and stuck, because kids want to do that. They're going to gravitate to what they're comfortable doing and definitely not want to get out of their own box. So that's something you can always help do and make a difference with. 888-283-7272, quote for the day. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. That comes from James chapter 3, verse 18. Are you a peacemaker or are you not? You'll know it by your health. I can assure you with that. People that seek peace and pursue it are those that have healthier immune systems. And they also have a healthier state of mind, more pleasant, more joy. And you can also see it in their face, less wrinkles and less of the aging process. Those are the people that you see and you think, wow, they look really young for their age. Those are the ones that have figured out to live their life in peace, to forgive others easily. And you'd be amazed at how that much of really our overall mindset plays a big role. It does. It plays a huge role in how well we function and in the overall strength of our bodies, good or bad. Rex, we're going to you next on the line. How can I help, Rex?
I'm just having problems sleeping.
Okay.
I've been like it all my life. I mean, I only get like, I work 78 to 86 hours a week every week, and I still don't sleep. I go in gym. I go to gym in between. I'm not fat, so I went to sleep doctor because I wasn't concerned because I wasn't overweight.
Yeah. Are you, when you say you work that many hours, is it one job or is it two jobs?
It's two jobs. I get like an hour and a half in between, and I go to gym. Within an hour and a half, go to gym, fix your hair, and head straight to my other job.
Do you have any full days off, like on the weekends?
Well, I took off today, tomorrow, and I'll be off until Sunday at 5 o'clock.
But every week, do you normally work 7 days in a row?
Yeah, every week. I've done it for about 8 years.
Is there a way to take a full day off every week?
Not every week. I have like two half days. I get off at 3 on Fridays, I'm off all night, and then Saturdays I get off at 4 and I'm off all night. And I don't go back until Sunday at 5. That's my normal week.
Are you married? Do you have kids?
I got kids. My youngest one's 14.
Okay.
And I'm not married, though.
Okay. So my first thing, however you need to work this out, you're asking me for my thought and opinion, advice, so I'm going to tell you. You need to figure out a way to have a full day off one day a week. I'm just telling you that. However you can make that happen, I would do your best to make it happen. Now, sleep issues, how many hours do you have to sleep? Like, what would your pattern be? What time do you get home at night? What time do you have to be at work the next day?
Get out at 11, and I had to be at work at 6:30 the next day.
You have to work this much, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of live by myself, you know, buy my own house. Got another car. I got two cars and stuff, you know. I'm just trying to make it.
Wait a minute. So you got two cars. You
own one older one and a little bit newer car.
Why don't you sell one of them? Take the burden off.
No. I mean, that ain't the car problem ain't no problem. I mean, one's already paid for. And, you know, I use that one because it's an older car. I drive it back and forth to work and go get my youngest daughter because she lives real far away.
Uh-huh.
So I use that one for all the miles. And my good one I keep around. I try to make it last. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Are they both paid for?
Not my new one. No, that's not paid for.
Okay. What's your payment on that a month?
$318.
Yeah. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, for your health, if you could cut back even 2 to 3 hours a day, you're not getting enough wind down time. And you're going to have an issue sleeping as long as you keep the schedule up. It's not going to change. Because even though you get off at 11, you go back 6, you can come home, hit the pillow and be out, but you're not getting any personal time, any wind down time, and you're not getting a full day off a week. It's very hard for the body to maintain that. Now, you can take some supplements and eat a certain way and all, but it's going to be tough. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you could scale it back just a hair and maintain everything else, then you could probably start changing some sleep patterns that could be helpful. So I don't know if that's something that you'd be willing to do. And I'm not saying the car is putting you over the top. But it is something to think about just with, I don't know, with whatever your bills are and all that. I would figure out a way to scale it back. Because even if you could shave 2 hours off of each work day, take a full day off during the week, that would make a huge impact in your overall health. Okay? So do you eat well or do you eat on the run? Eat when you can.
I don't eat really well. I mean, I eat out. You know, I usually eat out because that's probably what I usually do most of the time.
Okay. You take any medicine?
No. I take a Somunex or some kind of sleeping pills. And then
to get you to wind down?
Melatonin.
Yeah.
But stuff don't seem to really do much good.
How often do you work out? Do you work out every day?
No, 3 or 4 days a week.
And how long do you work out for?
I'm in there. I'm quick. I'm in there like
30 minutes?
45 minutes.
No, that's good. 30. Yeah, so your workout routine, that actually is really good.
I've been divorced for a long time, but I've been doing this for 8 years, you know, at least 73 hours a week.
How long have you been divorced?
8 years.
How long have you been divorced?
Oh, that 10, 12 years, something like that.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because emotionally for a guy, even though it may be a good situation, it may not be, it's that plays a role in your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is one of the biggest things you've got to tackle for increasing sleep. So this could be a real long conversation, but I'm going to tell you a couple of keys just from what I've heard from, you know, from what you're going through. Number one is I would try to adjust your work schedule so you have a little bit more downtime so your body can have a chance to rest. Number two, you want to look at your brain chemistry. If you haven't had any blood work done, say in the last 6 months, you might want to get some done. And ask whoever does your blood work to check your neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, acetylcholine, GABA, and dopamine. Have them check those and just see kind of where those lie, okay? Because that they do play a big role. This answer is not as simple as, oh, yeah, you're going through this, take melatonin. That's not where you are, because a sleep issue is several facets. You've got brain chemistry, like what I just talked about, but you also have, there are subconscious level thoughts that keep you up and keep your body from winding down. Now, the other piece is the adrenal gland. Okay, these are the little stress glands in the body. The way you support those, or there's several supplements that can do this. All right, vitamin B5, vitamin C is helpful. Also, holy basil, cordyceps, ashwagandha. Those are all herbal and vitamins. And those have been known in studies to be able to support adrenal gland function. And those are things, they're called adaptogens. And you can take those during the day while you're working and all that. And whatever brand you end up getting, I mean, just read the label. It'll tell you how to do all that. But and those are some of the things I would look at for now. And the reason I'm getting into the whole divorce thing, too, is, you know, if you've got kids and you've got that, you know, the desire to want to support them, make sure they have a good life too. You don't get to be around them all the time. And, you know, or if you do, it's still tough, you know, being a single dad. So I just would look at all of that. And the melatonin's fine, but it really is going to come down more to brain chemistry. That's why I get a blood test done, find out what the numbers are. Usually serotonin and GABA are the two that have to do with sleep. If you can't go to sleep or if you can't stay asleep, those two are hand in hand. But you want to find that out first. And then there's a whole different, I mean, once you find that out, if you want to call me back, there's a whole game plan that goes around each one of those neurotransmitters to get them to balance out in the brain, and you can do it naturally. So there's some testing that probably needs to be done. I wouldn't just let it go, that's for sure. Because if you've been doing this for 8 years, struggling with it for 8 years, the cool thing is you are exercising, and it sounds like you've got a good routine. I would push really hard to get one full day off. Whatever you got to do to do your work schedule. And I wouldn't do anything on that day. Nothing. Unless you want to hang out with your daughter or whatever. But I would make it just a non-work, turn the cell phone off kind of day and just hang out and go from there. Okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times to get well, stay well, and live well. So the question is, what kind of lifestyle changes are you making to go to the next level in your health? We'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And we get questions a lot about people somewhere locally that can kind of do what we talk about here on the show. Well, we have a great network of what we call the Wellness Provider Network. And you can actually hook up with healthcare practitioners that are in your area that believe all this health and lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about. So you can check out getwellproviders.com, check out the website, and of course find one near you or someone that can help you along those lines. Not tough. And you can go to the next level in your health. It comes down to choices, and it comes down to your habits, and it comes down to learning what that really means. And Facebook, we had Herb, and he asked the question. He says, what causes acid reflux, and what can I do to help it? Well, acid reflux is caused by a couple of things, Herb. One is you always want to look at how much acid is being produced in the stomach. So if hydrochloric acid is low, then you could have acid reflux. And if it's too high, you could have it as well. So there's a little test you can do, a little at-home kind of test, to figure that out. When you eat a meal that you normally would get reflux with, you can use apple cider vinegar. It's been kind of an old grandma remedy. And here's what will happen. If you have a low amount of acid and you take apple cider vinegar with a meal, it won't burn. It'll take the burn away. If you have too much acid already and take the vinegar, it'll burn even worse. So you'll know, and then that way you can go to your doctor and let them know that, and they can come up with a good strategic plan. Now, of course, if the foods you're eating are like grains or cow's milk, dairy, or some foods that are known to possibly cause an issue, you might want to back off and be a little careful with that. But for the most part, you'll be able to kind of tailor down and figure out what foods can cause it, which ones don't. My book talks a lot about those kind of foods, and our Get Well University program does as well, to teach you kind of how to go through that process. So at any rate, acid reflux can be very helpful with that, those products. And hydrochloric acid can be taken from a health food store. So if you lack having enough acid, then the hydrochloric acid supplements called betaine hydrochloride can be very, very helpful. Red beets are really good too, by the way. Just the regular beets that you would get at the grocery store. Organic, of course, if you can. Frozen, if that's the next best for you and you can't get the fresh ones. And they have some great components in the actual red dye that's in there, can be very helpful. So good to put over salads and with your other meals, can be very helpful in these kind of situations. So hope that helps. You want to look at the apple cider vinegar. Old school, but it's still new school. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Timothy, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Asa. About 2 Septembers ago, I had a microcerebral stroke, and I woke up super dizzy, and the room was spinning, and it was really incredible, and the taste in my mouth changed. It kind of went metallic. My vocabulary became, I found there were holes in my vocabulary, and my memory was kind of, it wasn't as good as it was before, and my eyes were really red for about a month. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. When I would walk the street, when I would walk from here to go downtown to the grocer, I always felt like I was listing to the left, like 2 or 3 degrees out. And so my blood pressure was up. It's normally like 125, 130 over 75. Mm-hmm. And it was up to 91. Well, it was up to 151 over 90. And so I went to the fire department every day and had them check my blood pressure. And I returned to normal, except for everything I've said. I don't get dizzy like that anymore, but it comes and it goes. And I was wondering if there were any nutrients that I might be able to take that would actually repair this problem.
Well, there's several things that can help just for the future. So it's not so much about repairing, it's about prevention. And, yeah, I mean, there are several things you can do. One is you want to do everything you can to protect the vessels within the body. You know, that's first and foremost. Do you eat pretty healthy now, or you're just now starting to?
For the most part, I've been eating healthy for the last 25 years. Mostly in the last 10 years, just raw foods, as a matter of fact. I eat some cooked foods, but they would be meats and fishes and chickens and things of that nature. But on the whole, I really save red meat and meats of that variety for holidays.
Okay, so what about like eggs and that sort of thing? Do you eat plenty of eggs? Whole eggs?
I eat eggs, but not plenty. No, but I do eat eggs, yes.
Okay. Whole eggs are really good for vascular protection. They can, in the egg yolk, you've got rutin, R-U-T-I-N, which is extremely protective, cardioprotective. CoQ10 is known to be very cardioprotective too, of course. And you can use, you know, supplement forms of that have been shown in studies to be extremely helpful. Then all the nuts and seeds, which I'm sure if you're going down that path of raw foods, you're eating plenty of those. Your fish oils, not in the gel caps, but the oil themselves, are extremely cardioprotective and vessel protective. So those are the kind of things you want to think about.
Some pretty good.
Go ahead.
Sure, continue, please.
Well, I was just saying that those all play a big role, and you definitely want to make sure that for next time, you know, kind of thinking down the road and what can I do so this doesn't ever happen again, kind of moving forward, along with the fish oil, which is extremely important, there are a couple of things, too, that I really, really like just from the protective standpoint. Superoxide dismutase, SOD, has some great research behind it. And vitamin D, believe it or not, in high levels. Now, not high toxic, but high normal. Okay, so I think normal in our ranges goes up to about 100. And most people's vitamin D hangs around 30 or 40. And at 40, you're still in the normal range. But getting it up around close to 100, they've shown, has some extreme cardiovascular benefits to it and can help prevent against stroke. That was a recent study that has just come out. So that might be something you want to look into. And you get a simple blood test done, and they can find that. Also, they found that keeping testosterone levels above 500, regardless of your age, has a huge role in stroke prevention. So look at some of that research. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.